On ABC Radio Canberra, you're with Adrienne Francis. Now, we know that performing arts have been hit really hard during the COVID crisis, but there is a new initiative that started in Germany that's coming our way here in the Canberra region. It's called One-to-One Concerts, and it's an opportunity for an intimate experience while also raising money to support artists. Sally Walker is the Australian organiser, and she joins me. Very good morning to you, Sally.
Good morning, Adrienne. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It sounds like such an interesting concept. Now, your instrument is the flute, or one of them. What was the appeal for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, firstly, this project appealed to me because my friend was one of the founders in Germany. It's founded by three people, three artistic directors, a musician, a set designer, and a cultural attaché. And they based their design on the work of Marina Abramović, the great Serbian performance artist, who puts a lot of performance emphasis on eye contact. And it occurred to me that in this time we've really lost that, because as wonderful as Zoom and digital concerts have been for us, it's really compromised our direct contact with our listeners, with our audience. And so this 10-minute concert format begins with 1 minute of eye contact, where I, as a performer, look at my one listener and try to decide what kind of music would be right for that person, what they need to hear, what they'd like to hear for the next 9 minutes. So that concert's devised in that moment, especially for that.
That sounds really intense and really intimate. Yeah. How many minutes did you say are spent just literally gazing at the individual, recipient?
One minute.
That's a long time, yes. A minute.
Yes and no. There's a lot for me to be thinking about in that time. And for the listener, you see, they don't know which performer they're getting. They receive an email to say, here's the venue that you come to and the host will greet you 10 minutes before your concert. But we've always made the venues optically interesting and a little bit quirky. So if you imagine yourself being the listener and you're led into this room by a host who's already, you know, asked you to sort of take some deep breaths and leave all your worries behind, the listener kind of floats in. And they're just sort of so, I think, excited by the novelty of the experience. So that 1 minute's just kind of a settling in time, really. And in fact, at the cathedral in Newcastle last week, lo and behold, the dean of the cathedral turned up for one of my concerts. And, sitting in silence is part of her job. So that could have gone on forever because it was just so comfortable and trusting. And it's also on a deeper level about showing our vulnerability. And, you know, as artists, as you rightly said, it's been a really difficult time for us. And it just gives us that moment to think about, wow, here we are having a live concert. And I'm so close to that person that they can see me blink and see me breathe, not like 200 metres away if I'm playing with the Australian Chamber Orchestra. So it's quite a different experience for the listener, I think.
It really sounds extraordinary. Are there other parameters and other mysteries involved in this initiative that you haven't mentioned?
Well, straight after this interview, I'm speaking to another venue, which would be very exciting if they came on board, because one of the difficulties for me, or the exciting things, has been I, of course, have a whole address book full of traditional concert venues that I could call to book a concert in, but to find non-traditional venues, I had done concerts in my chiropractor's waiting room, at the hairdresser's, in a garden, in a private home, in a cathedral, but the parts of the cathedral that are not normally accessible to the public. So, and then in Canberra, of course, we've been looking for the right venues to have also this optic appeal, but be private and make people feel really comfortable and really at home to have this special experience. Because, you know, I've had emails from people that had the concerts last Thursday in Newcastle. 2-3 days later, they said, it's still with me. The experience was so powerful, it's stayed with me. A lot of people, of course, cry their way through them because it's such a release. It hits the heart center. And also because no one's observing you when you're being a listener. You have that freedom to really go into the music in a very deep way and take that away with you.
And particularly for people who might have experienced the widespread feeling of isolation through the COVID pandemic, just even the first minute, I'm just wondering if it has brought some people to tears already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if you saw the link I sent. There's me playing Debussy Zürings in the bush out the back of our house, and the person I'm playing to within 3 notes, her hand just goes to her heart. Mm. It was just so spontaneous and so lovely. And for the people who do have a very emotional response, the host at the end, you know, sits with them and has sometimes asked. And the responses vary from the grief for what we're going through, just actually thinking, you know, in my case, in 1 week, 20 different organisations cancelled my concerts. Mm. And I'm 50% employed by ANU, luckily, but 50% freelance. But, of course, a lot of people are 100% freelance. So that would have been within a week, going from my full income to absolutely nothing. That's, of course, very confronting. So I think people hadn't really thought that, some people hadn't perhaps really thought that through until that moment, that they had that one musician playing for them to think about that. But for other people, they find the experience of a concert made just for them, from whatever they're projecting in that minute of eye contact, they find that really moving, that they can have such a great musician, because we've got, you know, great lineup. We've got, you know, Taryn Phoebig, Eleanor Katz Chernin, a lot of leading
big names,
artists.
Yeah.
I know. And I should say, all of us are volunteering our time.
You're listening to Sally Walker, the Australian organiser, over talking about this extraordinary, really intimate one-on-one concert series that's coming to our city. Do you need venues in our region? How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to donate a space or contribute a space?
Yes, our website is it's a little bit tricky because it's an international organisation now, so the website is in Germany. It is one, as in the number, to oneconcerts.de, and then you do that...
Backslash?
Thank you, yeah, backslash Australia.
So how much are you hoping to raise through the donations as part of this initiative, and how much has been raised so far?
Because I'm not part of the foundation, I don't know how much has been raised so far. I've just been told significant donations. I mean, I made one myself that, for me, was certainly significant. But in Germany, they've raised 2 million euros.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know. They even had a member of the royal family go. I don't know who. But I think because of the, you know, privacy aspect, people like that can, of course, turn up. So I'm curious to see who turns up 2 hours.
So how soon here in Canberra? And again, how do people book and express an interest?
Yep. So Monday, we start in Canberra. And that will be 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Every quarter of an hour we will have a concert with a different performer. We will be rotating.
Fantastic. This is the one-to-one concerts, and you're one of four musicians involved. The others are?
That's right.
Here in Canberra?
Kim Cunio, our head of school, will be playing the oud, and that's going to be particularly special because his area of expertise is sacred music and ritual in music, so he's going to be really, really good at it. Rachel Toms, our beautiful jazz singer. Hang on a sec. We've got Kim. We've got Rachel. And Thomas Lau on carillon.
Oh, how incredible. Very best of luck with the initiative, Sally. It's a great idea. It's so compelling. Can't wait to hear what Canberrans think of the incredible concerts that are going to be on offer here in this region. And very best of luck raising that money for artists doing it tough through COVID as well.
Thanks so much, Adrian. Maybe we'll see you pop up at one.
Oh, I'd love to. I would love to. Sounds amazing.